She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I am a major Gleek. I'm not ashamed to admit it that one of my favorite shows is Glee. And today we're going to be talking about women and body image and Amber Riley, who won Dancing with the Stars. Now, I have to confess, I don't watch the show, although I would like to because I love watching people dance. But Andrea, I believe, does watch the show.
Oh, my God. It is a huge fan. I actually don't watch a lot of TV at all, but it is constantly set to tape. I watch it religiously. And, you know, with what happened with Corey Monteith this summer, I was devastated. And I really am the hugest fan of one of the hugest fans of the show, because there's many, many younger people, I believe, that are big fans of the show. But yeah, a huge fan.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the Dancing with the Stars, and I didn't see that. But, oh, Glee. Okay, so we're total Gleeks.
Glee, yeah.
So we love Amber Riley, and Amber is very inspirational to so many people. She's a plus-size woman who embraces her body, and we're joined by Jennifer Kreese once again. She's fantastic to talk about how she was inspired by Amber. And what message, Jennifer, do you think we can take away from this with her win and her size?
I just think it's groundbreaking. I think that, you know, America voted for her, and she was clearly such a beautiful mover and had such incredible spirit that it says to me that hopefully, you know, American women and men are ready to accept themselves and love themselves for who they are.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I think there's this whole, you know, debate about, well, you know, if you're too heavy, it's not healthy and this and that. But I think there's a fine line. And I think that we are so obsessed that everybody has to be a twig, and we're all not meant to be a twig. And I think that, you know, you can be a heavier person who's taking care of yourself. And I know plenty of skinny people who eat a bunch of junk. So I know I've said that before on the show. But Andrea, you know what I mean? It's just this whole thing gets me so frustrated.
Well, yeah, it's completely frustrating. And I mean, I think the average American size, you know, clothing is a size 12, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right, Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, I think the average size actually is a 14, to be honest.
Is it a 14? Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah,
and I'm a 12. Let me say proudly, I am a 12 with the booty that fits. Let me tell.
Good
actually,
for
it's
you.
Loose in the waist. It's loose in the waist, and it's tight on the booty. So I got back. Let me tell you.
Well, I think that's the whole point. I mean, if you watched her final dance that she did, it was like a victory dance. It was extraordinary. I mean, I feel like, you know, no one else could touch that level of ability and flair and precision and passion. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if I want to bring this up, but I can't help myself. You know, you're familiar with what just happened with the Lululemon scandal and Chip Wilson?
I am, and you know, I have to say, I have admitted I am wearing Lululemon today. As Lisa,
okay,
when we came on the show, yeah. So yes, very familiar.
Wait, we'll forgive you.
Thank you. Actually, a friend of mine started a petition. So yeah, if you could tell us, you know, what the scandal was, just for those who are listening who aren't familiar with it, what happened?
Well, sure. So that you both and you all know, I was an ambassador for Lululemon for many years, and I wore their clothes religiously because I loved their design and, you know, just what they were about, their mission. And I did have some reservations along the way once I started hearing things about Chip Wilson saying that he had chosen the name Lululemon because the Asian population couldn't pronounce L's, and he got a kick out of watching them struggle. That was number one.
Oh, my gosh. I never heard that.
But that's quite true. And number two, speaking of beautiful Amber Riley, he actually made a statement that, you know, his pants were transparent. The groove pants, the black ones, they had a recall because the fabric was transparent. And he said, it's actually not my fabric, it's women's thighs. They rub together. So it's certain women's bodies that don't work for my pants.
Oh, my God.
Exactly, right. So I actually, I resigned as an ambassador, and I wrote a blog was Hello, Sexy, Powerful Thighs. And the response was overwhelming. I mean, it was so positive.
Wow, good for you. And for those people who are upset with Chip Wilson, you can go to change.org and sign the Lululemon petition. So I know that they had over 1,000 signatures within the first couple of days. So for those people who do want to take a stand and make a, you know, say something. But I have to say, Jennifer, I am guilty. I love their clothing. And it's so upsetting to me to hear it because it really makes my body look great. I literally years ago said that I needed to own shares in the company because I own so many of their clothes. But I guess my question is this. Do you actually think it harms their sales, or do you think it actually helps their sales?
You know, for the first time, actually, I have to tell you that I think it harms their sales. And with all due respect, it's so not even about that. You know, for me, what was just so heartwarming and really inspiring, the responses that I got from women from all over the world, really, thanking me for standing up and for saying, you know, when you named me an ambassador, my thighs were rubbing then. I'm a professional dancer. I have these beautiful, well-muscled thighs. And I think it gave other women permission to come out and say, I have these thighs and this booty too. And is it okay? You know, because it's what Lisa just said. You know, in the media, you know, a lot of celebs have spoken out about it, a lot of women. Everyone's airbrushed. No one really looks like that unless you're a professional dancer and you spend 6 hours a day of your life working out. So it's liberating. It's life-enhancing. It's body-loving, you know?
Well, Jennifer, I'm going to encourage you to check out Athleta because their size 12 pants is made like as if they measure me. And that also is their large sizes. They also have extra large. I think they might have extra, extra large. And their clothes are fantastic. And I wear them all the time. And just the fact that they make larger sizes, I think, is huge. No pun intended.
Yeah. I never even heard of them.
Yeah, that's the catalog company. I mean, they put out a great catalog for sure. And Andrea, I have to tell you, I also loved Lululemon. I mean, I was really, really sad because I thought their designs were incredible. But, you know, the bottom line with all this for me is that I think women have been tortured for such a long time. I mean, by their own making often, you know. I mean, look at Vogue, you know, look at the editor. A lot of these people are women who are in charge of things. And I feel like, you know, with Amber winning Dancing with the Stars, it was just thrilling to me because so many women now, I feel, will be inspired to celebrate themselves rather than try to change themselves to suit other people's images.
No, I definitely agree. I remember watching years ago, I think it was probably one of the first seasons of So You Think You Can Dance, and it was the year that Benji won, and Benji's partner, and I'm forgetting her name now, he was dancing with her, and she was she was a little bit larger, I guess. She was probably the average for an American woman, and they also came in within the top few people who won, and I think that it is inspiring, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's inspiring for women to look at other women and say, wow, you know, I'm just like you, and not feel that you have to be that rail thin. There was a great story when this was probably 7 years ago, I was in California, and California is a rough place in terms of feeling like you have to be thin. And I remember going in, I was a size 10 at the time, and I remember going into a store on 3rd Avenue Promenade, and I think it was Abercrombie, or it was one of those stores. And I was looking at the sale rack or a rack to buy something, and their only sizes that were on the rack were size 00. And I remember saying to myself, I can't even believe, first of all, I'm a size 10. How? I mean, maybe they were the only ones that were left because no one fits into them. That could be that. Or the fact, I mean, it could very well be that. Or the fact that, you know, that's what they were selling. But I was honestly mortified. And I was like, man, I could never, never live in LA. And, you know, I want to be in a place like this because it's very depressing.
No, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, if you give permission to women, if you give women permission to celebrate themselves and their bodies as they are, then I feel like there's the space to lose weight if that's what they want to do, you know?
Mm,
it's sort of a reverse psychology in a lot of ways, too.
Yes, I definitely agree. Jennifer, this was a great show. I absolutely enjoy the conversation, and I cannot get over the fact that Chip Wilson said that about Lululemon, you know, let alone the bigger bit about the Asian women. So horrifying. Anyways, until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.